Two individuals who provide a lot of fine theater for Cincinnatians are with me in the studio this evening. Lynn Myers, who's the producing artistic director at Ensemble Theater Cincinnati, and Brian Phillips, who fills the same role for Cincinnati Shakespeare Company. I'm so pleased to bring you guys together to talk about a significant intersection and collaboration between your theaters, Brian's brand new theater and Lynn's beautifully expanded theater. They're just two blocks from each other, and that's a wonderful thing, but that news is in the past now, and we've got some exciting things in the future. But before we get to that, I want to share a little bit about the history that the two of you have, because it's not just something recent. Brian, you were an intern at Ensemble back in 1998 and 1999. Lynn, what do you remember about him from back then?
He was smart.
Yeah?
Yeah, and extremely interested in everything. Mm-hmm. And did, and I'm just going to say this publicly, did the most amazing understudy job for the Queen of Hearts when we were doing Alice in Wonderland that year. Deb Gertler was on another job, and Brian was so good. Deb was deeply threatened. And of course, we were tempted to keep him. But also, his directing work during that internship year was terrific. And it was a great year. I think Jeff Groh, who's currently in The Humans, just closed in The Humans, was also part of that intern company. Uh-huh. And I'm excited that so many of those folks that have come through that company have stayed. But very excited that this one stayed because he was terrific.
Brian, what are your recollections from back in the day?
I had hair. You know, it was great. It was a fantastic experience from an acting point of view. You know, we did an off-center series, and we did God's Country by Stephen Dietz, which is actually how I was asked to come audition for the Shakespeare Company based on that. So when Stephen Dietz was in town earlier this year during this random world, and we brought him over to say hi to the Dracula cast, and I said, by the way, thanks. I think I have my career because of you. But also, I went up to Lynn and asked for the opportunity to direct the rest of the interns in A Midsummer Night's Dream. And she said yes. She said yes, the space is available. Mm-hmm. Brian Marion will light it for you. And it was a really great step towards my eventual career.
So, Lynn, you've been at Ensemble for more than 20 years now. Mm-hmm. And Brian, you went to Cincinnati Shakespeare right after your internship as an actor, but you've been the artistic leader for 15 seasons now, I think. So, Ensemble Theater, for those of you who may be less familiar with all of our theaters here in town, Ensemble Theater puts on productions that are generally regional premieres of works not previously staged locally, while Cincinnati Shakespeare presents classics by Shakespeare and other great literary figures, playwrights, and novelists. So there's not always a lot of common ground between the two, but you've had other kinds of connections. You've spent time in those intervening years occasionally working at one another's theaters, and Brian has been in productions as an actor at Ensemble, and Lynn has directed, in fact, quite recently, the production of Guess Who's Coming to Dinner at Cincinnati Shakespeare, Lynn directed. But now you're engaged in a very promising collaboration that's going to make the month of March kind of a special place in local theater, I think. What's going to be happening is that Shakespeare's Othello will be happening at Cincinnati Shakespeare, and a new play called Red Velvet by Lolita Chakrabarty is going to be at Ensemble Theater. It's a play about an actor named Ira Aldridge, who became the first actor of color 2 centuries ago to take on the title role of Shakespeare's tragedy about love, jealousy, and deceit. So it's a harmonic convergence, I think, here. I'd like to hear a little bit about how this came about. So, since Othello is the older play, maybe we should start with that.
Oh, sure. So every year we're trying to find a nice variety of which Shakespeare titles to revisit. And it had been a while since we'd done Othello. And we thought that that would be a really great, it's such an exciting play, you know, a very taut drama and almost an action film pace to it with these really great soliloquies. It's an opportunity for two great actors to really dive into the third and fourth largest roles in the entire canon. And, you know, it's important to us as new members of the neighborhood to have constant conversations with the neighborhood around us. And I think some of the themes of racism and elitism that come up in Othello are really important for us to talk about, not just to our community now in Over the Rhine, but our larger theater community here in the Tri-State.
Lynn, so Red Velvet, how did that enter the conversation?
Well, we'd been looking at Red Velvet for several seasons. The rights weren't available right away. And Brian and I talked about Red Velvet. So when Othello was coming and the new theater was coming and Red Velvet, we could have produced last year, but Othello was coming this year, I thought, hey, so the two of us talked about it and we agreed that it would be a really wonderful way to share a new play about this incredible play, Othello, and this amazing actor, all true story about how he approached the role, what happened, and what was happening in London in 1860s compared to what was happening in America in the 1860s. It just seemed like a really smart, wonderful way to celebrate this beautiful play that Othello is, which is forever a mark that you want to rise to as far as writing, and then celebrate it with an extremely new voice in theater and see what her take is on that whole Shakespearean time. And to be two blocks apart is very handy.
You will be directing Red Velvet, Lynn?
No, Brian Isaac.
Oh, Brian is directing
Phillips
that.
Will be directing Red Velvet.
And then who's directing Othello?
Christopher Edwards, who directed A Raisin in the Sun for us last
okay,
season.
So a guest director mm-hmm. for that one.
He's the artistic director of the Actors Shakespeare Project out of Boston.
Okay, great. So beyond the kind of, I want to call it obvious overlap of subjects, are there other things that this collaboration has played out? I mean, are your casts interacting with each other on this? Do you have time to do that while you're getting ready?
Well, I think they probably will, but it's interesting because in Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, a lot of the actors that are in Guess Who's Coming to Dinner are regulars at Ensemble, but they're also members of Brian's company. And now in Othello, members of Brian's company are also in Othello, who have also, all except for one, I think, have already been on ETC stage. So there's already a kind of wonderful friendship. Everybody knows each other, you know, a familiarity with working in each other's houses
for the
actors.
Well, this really goes to the theater community that we have now between the actors who part of the Ensemble that regularly works at Ensemble Theater and the company of actors at Cincinnati Shakespeare. Mm-hmm. We have a core of actors here in town who can be employed, which is certainly something that they all appreciate, but they all are more familiar working with one another and can really enhance the quality of shows like this.
It is an amazingly rich talent pool that we have here in town. And I think you're absolutely right. I mean, one of the things I love about working with a company is that there is a shorthand that develops over time. So you get to dig deep in really early in the rehearsal. And the fact that we have that between both of the companies and in the entire community now with how much work is provided by both of these organizations, I think it's fantastic. I will also say that one of the sort of neat little overlaps that's occurring very early on is right as Red Velvet is beginning, we're having one of our run-throughs for Othello. So for the Red Velvet rehearsal, we're actually going to watch the run-through of Othello so that we can get, now it's going to be a very contemporary Othello, so it's different than 1833, but at least to see the story sort of in production, I think will be a really neat opportunity for the cast.
Othello is going to be a contemporary look at Othello, and Red Velvet takes place in the time period. Now, it does some time travel in earlier in Ira's career and later, so that's kind of different too, in that, you know, it's not often you see pieces, I mean, Whipping Man comes to mind and some other things we've done at ETC, but it's kind of interesting that we're doing something that takes place that looks at it historically, and you're like taking a contemporary
look, right?
Are there other themes? I mean, you mentioned racism and some of the issues that we're dealing with in today's world. Is there other subject matter between these two shows that you think are going to be particularly brought to light by virtue of the collaboration?
I think even beyond racism, prejudice in general, the idea of judgment, what is caliber, what is proficiency, what is talent, what is an actor's impression that they make on an audience, and how responsible is he for that impression versus how is he responsible for what he gives to his craft and what he gives to the text. As we go into, you know, next year and we look at a lot of plays involving with women, I think the female characters in these plays are extremely interesting. If you look at both of these, the strength and also the weaknesses in both of these plays, I think there's going to be a real interesting mirror to society right now in light of our current movement, the Me Too movement, that's going to be, I think, another thing. I think people will walk away from both these productions talking about them and seeing how, unfortunately, much of what we see on stage still is very clear and relevant today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, we start in 1867 in Red Velvet and we go back to 1833, which is when these performances happened. And at that moment in London, they're rioting in the street to end slavery so that the British Empire stops this. So there's a very popular movement well before before the United States got there to sort of abolish this. But at that same time, as soon as they bring Ira into the room as the new actor for Othello, the reaction within the cast is split, and the reaction from the audience is just extremely hurtful and nasty. Mm-hmm. And that idea of, we'll politically say this, and we can say this on a macrocosm level, but when we look at this individual case, no, that's not okay. And so it kind of shows you how, even today, we tend to be a very progressive society, we still have some really deep-seated problems that we need to work out.
Well, and we discovered that with Guess Who's Coming to Dinner. I mean, you know, you look at Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, and you can look at it as a history piece, and that would be wrong, because audiences came away from it going, oh, thought they remembered it, thought they knew about it, but when they felt it and when it was in the theater and it was right in front of you, the impact of that, I think, was very strong and a nice lead into these next pieces.
Well, I'm going to urge all of you out there listening to clear your calendar so you can get both of these productions in during the month of March. Othello opens at Cincinnati Shakespeare Company on Friday and continues through March 24th. Ensemble Theatre's Red Velvet begins a week from Wednesday on March 7th and will be on stage through the end of the month. For more information about these productions, follow the link that you'll find at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I've been talking with Cincinnati Shakespeare's Brian Phillips and Ensemble Theatre's Lynn Myers about this intriguing collaboration coming to their theaters in March. Thanks to both of you for making time to be here.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you, Rick.
For Around Cincinnati, I'm Rick Pender.
The poor soul sat sighing by a sycamore tree. Sing all the green. Softened the stone.